When it comes to federal contract management, the best isn't always the cheapest, and the cheapest doesn't always mean the best deal. As Washington prepares for a reset in January, Congress wants to know what changes, if any, need to be made when it comes to buying goods and services. Experts say not everyone might be happy with the answer. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. And Meredith, this is a perennial contract management. What is going on now?
Well, depending on who you ask, what's going on with contract management is that it's not being done as well as it could be. A House subcommittee on government operations recently held a hearing on this, in part because members go home for the summer and Washington is gearing up for an administration transition in January. So it's time to start thinking about best practices and where things can be improved. What a panel of business and contracting experts say is that the government really needs to rethink its relationship with the private sector. Here's John Politiello, the president of the Business Coalition for Fair Competition.
This is not about eliminating federal employees. Let's put that myth to rest here today. What this is about is lower cost, better service, but also access to expertise, better quality, improved risk management, innovation, better meeting of peak demand and timeliness. Mr. Chairman, today the federal government has become too big to succeed. In an effort to be all things to all people, it cannot effectively provide its core services. The federal government is spread out too thin, carrying out too many activities best left to free enterprise. Using the private sector for commercially available products and services will help focus the government on its core, inherently governmental activities, those things that the American people expect from Uncle Sam, and it'll improve the effectiveness of those important government activities.
That was John Politiello, the president of the Business Coalition for Fair Competition, and he told members of Congress that his organization would like to see the establishment of a federal entity to review commercial activities, as well as lift a moratorium on circular A-76 competitions and support Representative John Duncan's Freedom of Government Competition Act.
A-76 competitions were very popular under the Bush administration. Mm-hmm. The Obama administration pretty much limited or ended competition between government agencies and the private sector for these jobs. And it had a lot of reasons for it, partly citing inherently governmental conflicts. And so what now for A-76?
Angela Stiles, she was the first administrator with the Office of Federal Procurement Policy under President Bush. She also led the rewrite of A-76. Here's Stiles explaining a bit more about that circular to Congressman Mick Mulvaney.
Why did the administration say they wanted to discontinue or suspend this program?
Well, I mean, it's largely about federal jobs. It's protecting the federal jobs. It's the labor unions, the federal employee labor unions protecting those jobs. It's as simple as that.
But the argument was made, right? It was supposed to save money. Correct?
Yes.
How did that work out?
Not so well.
Tell me about that.
Well, it's very clear from history, and it's very clear from 40 years of history, in studying A-76 and studying the competitions, there are cost savings. Could there be better ways to measure? Absolutely. But there's just a lot of, there have been dynamics for 40 years about the politics of this and whether you want the federal jobs to stay in place or whether you want those jobs to go to the private sector. And so you see, you know, it's back and forth or it's a pendulum, however you want to describe it. Sometimes we look at it and say, we really need to examine these commercial activities. And other times we say, oh, we've examined them. We know we need to protect the federal employees. So it's been back and forth, even though it's very, very clear when you subject these jobs to the pressures of competition, whether the private sector wins, the public sector wins, you get cost savings and you get better service.
That was Angela Stiles, former administrator of OFPP, and Congressman Mick Mulvaney.
All right, we're speaking with Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers and the Freedom of Government Competition Act. That's a new phrase coming on here.
Yeah, this bill was proposed by Congressman John Duncan. It's pending before House Oversight, and there's also a companion bill in the Senate. Here he is explaining what his bill would do.
This bill proposes a very simple concept. If a federal agency is providing a good or service that can be provided by the private sector more efficiently and cost-effectively, we should contract out for that good or service. The activities that are inherently governmental, like national defense and others, are exempted from this process. If the federal agency can provide that good or service at a lower cost, we should certainly allow that government agency to continue to do so. This bill is not about contracting out to the private sector just for the sake of contracting out. This bill is about getting the best service and at the lowest cost for the taxpayers. This bill is not about an attack, is not a, certainly an attack on federal employees. I'm a federal employee, and I have many hardworking federal employees in my district. It has been hard enough, though, for small businesses to survive over the past many years, and they should not have to compete against their own government to survive.
That was Congressman John Duncan.
And he's a Republican.
Yes.
So you had some other insights speaking to Congress on this issue that are not administration people. What did they have to say?
Maurice McTeague, Vice President of Outreach at the Mercatus Center and also a former member of the New Zealand Parliament, said there should be no departures from a contract and contracts shouldn't have fixed terms with no automatic renewals. And he also suggested internal markets, a concept that the New Zealand government employed.
It allowed governments, government departments, to compete to provide goods and services with each other. We called it internal markets. But a department that had a very high quality legal department could sell those services to another department, or they could combine to buy payroll services or HR services, accounting, data collection. They might buy that from the private sector or the public sector, but they were looking at how you can utilize competition to improve the quality of those services.
That was Maurice McTeague of the Mercatus Center. And Donald Kettle, who is a professor of public policy at the University of Maryland.
And a regular guest on this show.
Yes. He told the congressional members that one of the real problems is that contracts don't manage themselves and that acquisitions workforce, or at least the federal acquisitions workforce, is not strong enough and is not capable enough to do the jobs that we're asking it to do.
I've recently completed a study of GAO's high risk list of the programs in the federal government most prone to fraud, waste, abuse, and mismanagement. And there are two things that are important coming out of that study. The first is that half of all the programs in the high-risk list have been identified as having problems in contract management. That's the bad news. The good news is that over the last 25 years, 24 areas have been taken off that list. And of the 24 areas, half of them have been taken off because of improvements in contract management. So that effective contract management is essential to try to deal with the underlying problems.
That was Donald Kettle with the University of Maryland, and he also said the federal government lacks methodology for a cost comparison system, and he said that handicaps the whole process.
Lots of ideas about contracts and contracting. Anything going to happen, actually?
Well, so one thing the subcommittee is going to do is put more information out there, more information on cost comparisons. Angela Stiles and John Politiello said it's practically impossible to find anything about cost comparisons and savings online. And Congressman Mark Meadows said, listen, we don't expect this kind of reform, not even this year. He's just looking ahead into next year, getting back into the session, and we'll go from there.
All right. Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. Thanks for that update.
Thanks, Tom.
You can share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.